So I'll share a few for Lachem this week, Parsha, and Parsha Shmini, and Parsha Zachodesh. And the first one is from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He writes that the Pasuk tells us, Vayomer el Aaron kach lecha egel ben bakar, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron to go take an egel, v'el b'nei Yisrael tadaber lemor, and go tell b'nei Yisrael, kichu seir izim, and take a goat. And it's mashma from here, says Rav Chaim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron to now go give orders to Bnei Yisrael. So Tarachin, he asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu himself tell Bnei Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, take an eagle for yourself, and he should have went ahead and told Bnei Yisrael and take a series in for yourself. Why did he tell Aaron to go tell Bnei Yisrael? And Ruchaim explains that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Aaron, he's empowering Aaron, charging him with a mission of responsibility. He was telling him that part of the chinuch, ledaros, is that it was responsible, it was mutal al kohanim, it was a responsibility that was placed upon the kohanim to be lidog litzarcher kabanos. It was a responsibility of the kohanim to make sure, to ensure that the Bnei Yisrael were collecting funds, bring kabanos as was. And this is a very, very important point, not only as it relates specifically to Moshe and to Aaron, to kohanim, to oversee the base of Mikdash and his responsibility, but in general, when it comes to people and managing and structures of businesses and family hierarchies, it's important to sometimes give a person an ability to take charge, to take a lead. So though Moshe Rabbeinu was on the top, he was the CEO, if you will, he was the leader, and he could have given direct orders to the ones below, he felt it was important to empower Aaron, to empower the Kohanim, that this is your responsibility. This is for you to make sure to have a bialis, to have responsibility to the chaluk in the base of Migdash. And that's what he explains why Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to go ahead and give the orders to Aaron and the Kohanim. The next piece is from the Divrei Yisrael from Majitz. Now, it's interesting to note, I once discussed with Weinberg why the Divrei Yisrael oftentimes talks about Parnassa. And he explained because in Majitz was very, very, in this town of the Divrei Yisrael was very, very impoverished. And this is a Nisayon they had all the time. So many of the pieces discuss Parnassa. So here again, he talks about in the Pasuk, Vayisa Aaron es yodav el ha'am vayivarchim. And Aaron HaKohen lifted his hands up over the nation and gave them bracha. And Rashi says he gave them the bracha birchas kohanim. And he explains, Kasher ra Aaron b'yom shehukam ha'mishkam. And Aaron saw the day that the Mishkan was erected. Shalulei hakesev azov ha'ashiris. Had it not been for the gold, the silver, the wealth that Yisrael had, lahaya Mishkan, there wouldn't be a Mishkan. Lahaya ashiras ha'shchina, there couldn't be ashiras ha'shchina. Lo kol keilav ha'mizbeach v'karbanos, there couldn't be the vessels, the gold vessels, the aron, the mizbeach, the shulchan. There couldn't be the money for the animals and for the karbanos. And therefore, lachein bircham bebirchas kohanim be'ashiris yivarcha yishiz baruchu nichsecha. That Aaron had to give them the bracha that they should be wealthy, they should be successful. Because the only way to keep this going, the only way to maintain the Mishkan, is to, you need the bracha of Parnassa. Parnassa is a necessary component of the world we live in. It's a necessary component of the Teva, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Yes, it comes with the challenges along with it, but it's necessary. And that's why the Birchas Kohanim was the bracha of Parnassa, like Rashi explains in Parshas Naso, where the Birchas Kohanim is introduced of Yivarecha Hashem Yishmecha and so on. Rashi says, Yivarecha means she's baruchu nichtzecha, that your nechasim should be blessed. You should have parnasa, you should have harvacha, you should have a surplus. And then only afterwards in the pasuk that we have in this week's parasha, Rashi explains, and then birchas vahinom. Vahinom is a bracha of the hashras hashchina, Rashi explains. That even though hashras hashchina, the resting of the shchina, the ruchnius, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is much more important, much deeper, much more profound than Gashmis. In the end of the day, the Parnassa was necessary. You need a Mishkan, you need to build a physical structure in order to have a place for the Shekhinah to come. And that's why first there was a bracha of Birchas Kohanim. We should have plenty for the Kalim, plenty for the Mishkan, plenty of the Kabanos, and then vis-a-vis that, we bezocha to Ashras HaShekhinah. And this is true as well, building yeshivas, building shuls, building organization. You need the money, you need the funding in order to establish the structure, in order to establish the staff, in order to establish the monthly costs. And then through that, it brings in incredible amounts of Kedusha and Ashras HaShekhinah. And that's the Divrei Yisrael from Majitz. The next shtickle is from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is commenting, we have in the parsha as well, the kosher, non-kosher animals and the simanim that are kosher. When it comes to behema, the split hooves and the chewing gets cut. So he writes as follows, Hinei be'inyan zo sachaya she'sachlu. The animals that you're allowed to eat, ki chiyas ha'tara nimsa b'chol makom. K'moshe kasev kulim b'chachma asisa. When it comes to a chaya, although the pasuk is talking about a wild animal, it's really a reference to the Sfas Emes to all chiyas, to all life source in this world. Every way you look, kulim b'chachma asisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu create everything with chachma, with wisdom, with chiyas, with life. Aval yesh dvarim, there's certain items shein yicholim lehotzi achiyas machmas ha'taruvas tovara. Although in general, there are many things we could extract the kedusha, we could extract the chiyas, the life source, but there are a number of things we can't, because there's a mixture of ra, there's a mixture of tov and ra mixed together, good and bad. V'zeh simen malas ageira mafreses par, so this is what it means, the two simanim of a chaya, that which chews its cud, and that which has split hooves. G'yesh b'chol davar beiz maftechos, everything has two keys to access the secrets, the treasures of every single thing, every single person in this world. The pnimius, the most inner part of a person, the most inner part of an object. The chitzonis, the outside, the superficial. Metzvichen mikodem, beforehand, miftoach hasager hateva v'agashmius shelo yeh migusha b'yose. The first entryway, the first way to engage you into a person, engage you into item, is to remove the outside, open the outer key, the chitzonius, the gashmius, the teva. That person shouldn't be so ingrained in his gashmis. V'zeh simen shasash shesa, shal niskar lagamre, that the split hooves, they shouldn't be completely cut. V'yeh shadak v'ser levatel klipa v'hester. There's the outer, the split hooves on the outside that's opened up a little bit. And acharkach, afterwards, tzrich levtoach nukuda kadosha p'nimis. And then afterwards to open the lock on the most inner part of a person, the most inner part of an animal, most inner part of an object. V'zeh simen malas geira, the inside, the chewing of the cud, the opening up of the intestines, sheremesh yechon lahalos hapnimus, the ability to elevate the kedusha. The animal eats the food and then it brings it back up. The reference says the Sfas Emes to elevating the pnimus, the kedusha that's there. V'nimshechas achar ish yisrael ha'ochla b'kedusha, and the one who eats such an animal, a cow, a goat, who has these two elements of the kedusha, the outer key, the split hooves, and the inner key, the malas geira. So one who eats that has the ability also to extract the kedusha from the animal. But aminim ha'asurim, the items, the types of species that are forbidden to be eaten, ein bekoch lahalos ha'kedusha b'hem, it's impossible to elevate the kedusha because it does not have the keys that are necessary to open up both the outside and the inside of the food. And this is just a different perspective. When we eat something, we eat a piece of steak, a piece of chicken, think about, I know there's a deep idea, but just think about this animal has two kosher simanim, an external key, and an external key, an internal key. And when we eat this, we're also somehow opening up ourselves the external key and the internal key in elevating amounts of kedusha. The next piece is from the Chassam Sofer. He points out at the end of the parsha, it says, V'skatishtem v'hisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani. Ki'ani ki'ashem ma'ale eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu talks about how Kadosh Am Yisrael is. V'isem kadoshim ki kadosh ani. And he says, based on, you know, asks a well-known question that's been asked and answered in many different ways, that although Avraham Avinu was told that his great-grandchildren would go down to Mitzrayim, v'avodim v'inu osam arba me'os shana, for 400 years they would be enslaved, but Lamaisa was only 210 years. What happened to the remaining 190 years? So although many answers are given, the Chassam Sofer suggests his own chiddush. There's a concept when it comes to a person who has a lien. I know it's a bit of a Gemara discussion right now, but if a person has a lien, and then a person is makdish his property that a bank had a lien on, it turns into hektish. That hektish has the ability to, it removes the lien. So it's coupled with hektesh, or it turns into chamet, or it turns into shichur, he frees his eved. Different ways to remove a lien from a person's property. It's mafkia mide shibud. And again, it removes a lien. So one of the ways is being makdish a property. It gets rid of the lien that the bank has on it. So says the Chassam Sofer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hikdish es b'nei Yisrael li'atzmo u'l'chvodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdish us. He was makdish am Yisrael. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvuasa, it says in Yirmiyahu. Im kein, if that's the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdish us, ha-hekdish having mafkia midashibud Mitzrayim. So it removed the lien that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had placed upon us the 400 years, it removed it by HaKadosh Baruch Hu being makdish us. That's what he explains. Uprushim mitumas machalos asuros hametamin guf nefesh. Those who distance themselves from eating that which is asur, as nikroim kadoshim v'hema kodesh Hashem. A person is careful with what he eats, he becomes kadosh. He adds kedusha to himself. Avalloim chalila mechalan atma mikdushasim. If a person chas v'shalom does not eat the right things, he's not careful what he puts into his mouth, so then he does not maintain the kedusha. That's why it says in the end of the parsha, after telling us all about that which is mutter to eat and that which is aser, it says v'yisim li kedoshim ki kadosh ani. So long as you keep your guf, your body kadosh, you're my hekdesh as a kadosh baruch hu. I was makdish you. That keeps the shibud away. That prevents it from happening. But if not, so then it could go back into slavery. And that's why Dafka says, Ki ani Hashem ha-malas ha-merch Mitzrayim. I brought you out. I brought you out early. I ended the slavery. Why? Because v'yisim kadoshim ki kadosh ani. Because I'm kadosh. I made you kadosh. I was makdish you. And through the hekdesh, I removed the shibud that was on us. The next piece is from Rav Yosef Salant to the Ber Yosef, the last shikl he has in the Parsha. He talks about the discussion of Nadav v'Avihu and how they were saying, the Gemara Sanhedrin, that they were walking behind Moshe and Aaron and they said a very strange thing, that Amos ayamusa shnei zekenim halalu. When will these two old men die? V'ani v'ata, I and you, me and you, will nanigas ador, we will lead the generation. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, let's see who buries who. And that led to the deaths of Nadav v'Avihu. Now it's a very odd thing that these two Kedoshe Elyon, these two tzaddikim, the Gemara talks about, Chazal teaches, they were great people, that they were suggesting that they wanted the Moshe and Aaron to die early. So it's an odd thing. So Rav Yosef Salant is mechadish as follows. He explains that a leader is very parallel to his door and to his nation, the generation he finds himself. And the greater the generation, the greater the nation, the greater the people are. And Moshe Rabbeinu was zochah to be the manhig, the leader of Am Yisrael, when they were in the Midbar, and they were called a Dor Deya, a generation of knowledge, and there was a great, great level. And Moshe Rabbeinu was zochah to them. So Nadav v'Avihu, it wasn't that they wanted to get rid of Moshe and Aaron, but they also wanted the opportunity to also be elevated by their Am, elevated by their nation. And that's the tree. We said, we also want to squeeze in some time. We want to get a couple of years of having the zuchus to lead such a nation, to be elevated in the Dor Deya. That's where it was coming from, a place of Kedusha, from a place of Tara. Now, again, it was misguided, and of course, they were wrong in the end, and they died in the end. But the point was, it was coming from a positive place, because they wanted to be elevated. And there's a very, very important lesson when it comes to leaders, a manhig, a rav, a rebbe, a leader of a community, of an organization, that they're not the ones necessarily who are dictating what's happening. They're not the ones who are necessarily inspiring, though they are, of course, but also the people are inspiring them as well. And the way the people elevate, the way the people become more kadosh and more tahor, that affects the manhigim, the leaders, as well. And the final piece is from the Chiddush HaRim. It's also Parshas Chodesh this week. So the Chiddush HaRim writes, basic idea, but something to keep in mind this coming Shabbos, that Rishon Hu Lachem Lechadshi Hashana. This is the first of the months, Chodesh Nisan. Inyan Chodesh Hu Mashin Osim Koach Lechol Ish Yisrael Kishmagir Rosh Chodesh Le'orer Atzmo Mechadesh La'avodas Hashem. Every Rosh Chodesh has the ability. It brings excitement, enthusiasm, renewal to each person. Even though this is true for every single Rosh Chodesh, he writes, that in addition, this month has an additional element. Rosh Chodesh Nisan has the ability to add to all the Chodeshim of the year. Rosh Chodesh Tisrei, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz has an ability to give his Chodesh to that particular month. But Rosh Chodesh Nisan has the ability to add to all the months of the year. This is the first to you. It encompasses and entails all the different strengths, skills, and talents of every single person. He's able to be inspired to elevate with all his rashis. All his beginnings could be tapped with kedusha, with excitement and energy. We left Mitzrayim. We had we found this excitement, this enthusiasm. We were free, the ability to make our own decisions, to be led by Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be led by Moshe Rabbeinu. That his chadshus is true now for Chodesh Nisan 2 in Parshas HaChodesh. That's the idea. So we should keep in mind all of this. And he explains that Rishon asked the question that it says that Zachas Yom HaShabbos, it talks about Mitzrayim and talks about Kadosh Li Kol Bechor. What's the connection of the Bechor to Mitzrayim? So he says, the Indian is, Ki Kadosh Li Kol Bechor Peter Rechem. When the firstborn comes out, it should Kadosh Adam as Kol Reishis Shelo. When a child begins his life, it should be sanctified with all the Kedusha, the beginning of his life. The word rechem, it comes from peter rechem, she gematria remach, hainu remach evar she'adam, a person's entire body, all 240 limbs should be sanctified with the reishis, with the beginning. So just like a bachor comes into the world with kedusha, with excitement, the parents have their firstborn child, have excitement, the beginning of family now, so too that's what Mitzrayim represented, beginning an Am, beginning a nation. And so too every single year, the beginning of the year, the Chodesh Nisan has the same element of this Orus, the ability of Mechadishing. So people should take this to heart and think what they could do in terms of Eschadish. How could they add to their life? What Kedusha could they add? Could they daven with better Kavana? Could they be more careful with the davening of Minim? Be more careful about coming on time and staying until the end. Could they even eat them longer, having more focus when they learn, extending their hours? How do they spend their free time? Are they hopping a Shai Mikra here, a Mishnah here, a Daf here? What are they adding to their life this coming year? Are they adding Eschadish to the Shalom Bayis, making sure everything's working out at home nicely? They're giving the proper attention to their spouse and to the children. That's the excitement, the Hisaurus of the Chodesh Nisan. Everyone have a wonderful week.